Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
5:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday evening. Yeah, we've made it into the evening hours. It's getting nicer, believe it or not. Sounds crazy, right? Got the windows open now. We'll be out on the Architect deck in a couple of moments, taking in the nice weather. We've got the countdown underway. 1 week from today, the election finally over, which means we'll start immediately focusing on whatever the next election is, right? I am ready for it to be done. I really am. I mean, there's some good things, there's some bad things, but I'm just really ready for it to be done. There are a lot of other issues that you and I need to address. However, before we put it all in the rearview mirror, let me remind you, we got some of my old pals dropping by over the next couple of days, some really rock-solid people. Chris Ruddy, who's the guy who built Newsmax, he's aces. And he's going to be with us. Is it tomorrow or Thursday? He's going to be with us. Dr. Dave Brad, of course, is with us every week. My old pal Bill O'Reilly is going to be here on Monday. Dinesh D'Souza is dropping by. And we're going to have some good conversations, some fun times. I promise you that. And I mentioned Dr. Dave Brad. Now, Dave and I have been friends for years. Years. And my oldest boy, who, you know, graduated from Stanford. I work that into every conversation. He was the youngest ever intern for Dr. Dave Brad as a congressman. Yeah, Harry was in high school when he got that internship, and he got it. Make no mistake, I didn't get it for him. He got it. And so I just cherish Dave Brad. I love the man like nobody's business. Just a true brother in every sense of the word. And he puts together every year at Liberty University the CEO Summit. And when he reached out and said, hey, I've got a crazy idea. You want to come to this? I thought, well, yeah. To be surrounded by such brilliant people and accomplished people, I didn't want to give up that opportunity. I said, absolutely, Dave, I'm there. And I got to meet some really stellar people, including Joseph and Roberta. Now, these fine folks head up something called the Coastal Virginia Christian Chamber of Commerce. And Roberta and I, man, it was like old home week because we're both real radio people. And we were both real radio people back up in Boston. And long story short, they're with us. I'm happy to say that. And let me give Roberta the proper credit. Put her name first. Roberta and Joseph, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Hey, thanks for having us today, Jeff. I don't know if I want to take the first name. My husband Joseph is on the line as well, but we met at Liberty. It was quite an event at the CEO Summit. We are part of the U.S. Christian Chamber,
right?
And they're down in Florida. I don't know if you have your regular Chamber of Commerce that your businesses go to, but this is a Christian version of that, based in biblical foundations, helping businesses thrive in today's economy, which, you know, is very challenging. But, yeah, I'm sitting across the table from you, Jeff, and I said, wow, we know a lot of the same people. I was in radio for 20 years, moved down here to Virginia from Connecticut originally. And, I met my husband a couple years ago. He was a pastor with his background and my background. We teamed up and we launched the Coastal Virginia Christian Chamber of Commerce.
I love it. Right. I absolutely love it, Roberta. Now, let me ask Joseph to jump in here for a second. Joseph, explain to everybody why there is a U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce. Why is there a Coastal Virginia Christian Chamber of Commerce?
Yeah, well, you know, God's people are called into the marketplace, and unfortunately, most churches don't know what to do with that, how to help them, how to even provide the proper validation for business as a ministry. And so there's so many people called to that, and every time I talk to people that are part of the regular chamber, that are Christians in the regular chamber, they usually tell me that the values are different there, the practices, even what they do when they're just hanging out, and it's not resonating with them quite the same. And so there's nothing for them. And so I got a call from a friend who was down in Florida at the time. He, asked me about, to consider doing this. I hung the phone up and did nothing for about 7 months. And then we just started feeling like now was the time to be able to provide this for them. And we've talked with person after person about, how they tried to do ministry, they tried to do pastoring, and it wasn't until they stepped in the marketplace that they seemed to find their niche and they started thriving.
Wow. I love that. I love that. So, Roberta, you are the expert. I mean, Joseph's a good guy. He's got his stuff together. But you are you're a media and a marketing person. So part of your mission is clearly to get the name out there. Give everybody a little sense of the history of this U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce and how it's taken on a bigger role now across America.
Yeah, so the U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce started about 20 years ago, mm-hmm. And they had a couple of different presidents, and they tried to launch out into across the United States, but they really did well in Orlando.
Okay.
There is our president who is in Orlando. Her name is Crystal Parker. And she actually started about 7 years ago, and she went and did Orlando, and she did very, very well there. So they had probably about 300 members there. They do things each week to get together, called a Fellowship Friday, and then they get together quarterly. There's trainings. But Orlando has kind of become like the hub of Christian chamber business that's happening down there. A lot of Christian events are happening in Orlando as well.
Right.
And right now, we are the second chamber outside of Florida that has launched. Virginia is a very important area.
Oh, yeah.
Because right here, Reverend Robert Hunt came here. And it was back in the Williamsburg days, and he put his flag in the ground. He said, this land will be dedicated to the gospel. Mm. And because of that, there's been a lot of places that have started chambers here and have failed. Joseph was actually on the board of the original Christian Chamber of Commerce here.
Okay.
And I'll let you talk a little bit about that, Joseph.
Yeah, Joseph, what happens? So you get it up and running, and then it just doesn't quite take off?
Well, there was a previous one, and I was brought on only at the tail end of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it had kind of already fizzled out. And so and that happens from time to time with organizations. But here it is. I think it was probably 5-6 years ago since that closed, and this was not on my agenda, was not on our agenda, but it was something that we got this invitation, if you will,
yeah.
And we spent kind of the last year and a half just, working towards it, and just launched in September.
Well, look, sometimes you are called to something, whether you have asked for it or not, and so, yes, this is this is now your bailiwick and your charge, if you will. Now, here we are. We're in Central Virginia. We are we're an hour and a half, 2 hours from where you guys are out there in Virginia Beach and what have you. We'd love to support you. How do we support you? And how does somebody, say, who has a business in Central Virginia, maybe reach out and say, look, I could help some folks out in the beach?
Yeah, well, one of the things that they could do is to find out more about the chamber is to go to the website uschristianchamber.com/COVA, COVA. So they can start there, find out about, what we're about, memberships, learn a little bit about the U.S. Chamber as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can email us at COVAChristianChamber@gmail.com. and they can learn about our events and everything we have going on. I mean, we just started, and we've already got 4 events on the calendar, and we've got plans for December and January and beyond.
Okay. All right. Well, now, I love the sound of that. Now, obviously, many of us in Central Virginia relish any opportunity to head out to the beach. You were chatting with one of my buddies at Liberty, Barry Moore, who's with the Better Business Bureau, and I know he's all over this about perhaps standing up a Central Virginia Christian Chamber of Commerce. That sound like a good idea to you guys?
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I love to hear that. The DMV is also launching as well. But Joseph and I have, you know, bigger plans for the whole state. But yes, that would be amazing if Barry did that there in Richmond. That would be awesome. We could have, you know, regional events and statewide events.
So here's what I want to do, because I don't want this to be a one and done. I love the idea of this this whole thing about the Kingdom Commerce. I mean, I really do. I just love the way this whole thing is shaken out. I want you to give everybody the website. I want them to learn a little bit more about it. And once they've had a little opportunity to sort of analyze it, I want to get you guys back in a couple of weeks. We'll talk about some of the events that are coming up. So give everybody the website again so they can learn a little bit more about this.
Sure. The website is uschristianchamber.com/COVA, COVA. They can find out more about us, membership levels, and reach out to us through there.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Well, I appreciate you being here, Roberta, Joseph. I appreciate you both being here. We're going to get you back in the not-too-distant future again. It's uschristianchamber.com/COVA, Coastal Virginia. So learn a little bit more about what they're doing out in Virginia Beach. And if you are a local business person and this sort of resonates with you, I would say you reach out to them, reach out to Joseph, reach out to Roberta and say, hey, I like the sound of this. I like the feel of it. Maybe we could stand something up here in Central Virginia that would give you the opportunity to have a vibrant Christian Chamber of Commerce in Central Virginia. What an amazing idea. It is 546, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.